Thank you for joining us today at CGMF Radio, and we're going to be discussing another life that served God in a great way, another great Christian leader of the past. In Baptist and evangelical circles, one of the greatest leaders, evangelists, and teachers was Dwight L. Moody. And how he developed into the preacher he became is so unique and so neat. And we're going to learn about it today. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Run hard and fast in the faith. Seize the eternal life. The life you were called to, the life you so fervently embraced in the presence of so many witnesses." You'll find that Moody ran hard. He seized hold and he embraced his relationship to Jesus Christ, and it made such a profound difference in everything he did. With his boundless energy, natural abilities, and great self-confidence, Dwight L. Moody would accomplish great things. He was born in Northfield, Massachusetts, to a Unitarian bricklayer's family. His father died when Moody was 4, leaving 9 children to his mother. And Betsy raised them the best she could, not really helping Dwight to learn the Bible at all or preaching the Christian faith. At the age of 17, he would strike out on his own with only a 5th grade education, but with some great natural abilities. Dwight L. Moody sold shoes in his uncle's Boston store for years. He also attended the YMCA and Sunday school classes, where he became a Christian at that age, between 17 and 18. And shortly after that, he moved to Chicago, where, guess what? He sold shoes some more. And he amassed a goal of about $100,000 fortune. And in that day, that was a lot of money. But it dawned on Moody that money wasn't where his heart was. His faith was taking root, and he wanted to minister to people and care and share for the poor. In 1858, he established a mission and Sunday school at the North Market Hall in the slum area of Chicago, not doing what people like to do today, like going and moving on to the suburbs. He ministered right at the heart of the need and ministered in love. It soon blossomed into a church, from which 6 years later was formed the Illinois Street Independent Church, precursor to now what's the famous Moody Memorial Church. By 1861, he had left his business to concentrate on social and evangelistic work. He drew the children of the German and the Scandinavian immigrant underclass into his mission through candy and pony rides, whatever he could do. Through special prayer meetings, many people came, and through special English classes, they were taught and learned to read and write. He did whatever he could. He loved his fellow man and wanted to win them over to the Lord. During this time, he met Emma Revelle, would marry and have 3 children, and would be serving God together. As president of the Chicago YMCA for 4 years, he championed evangelistic causes such as distributing tracts all over the city, and he held daily noon prayer meetings. Prayer became paramount in the ministry of Dwight L. Moody. During the Civil War, he refused to fight, saying, "In this respect, I'm a Quaker." But he worked through the YMCA and the United States Christian Commission to evangelize Union troops. He relentlessly sought and received financial support for all his projects from rich Christian businessmen and did great social work and evangelism. But the Great Chicago Fire soon came in October 1871, and it destroyed Moody's Mission Church, his home, and the YMCA. He traveled to New York to raise funds to rebuild the church and the YMCA, but while walking down Wall Street, he felt what he described as a presence and a power that he had never known before, and it consumed him. He said, "Hold, Lord, it is enough." Somehow, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, took such residency within him that it just wanted to explode. He returned to Chicago with a new vision, preaching the kingdom of God with great fire. And through the power of God, his work socially continued, but he most importantly, in his view, work towards ministering and changing the hearts and lives of men and women through his energies, to see them get totally consumed with this Jesus whom he loves so much. Moody believed music would be a great valuable tool, and convinced Ira Yankee, a great singer, into the realm of ministry in song, and traveled with him as he preached the gospel. In the summer of 1873, Moody and Sankey were invited to the British Isles by the evangelical Anglicans William Pennefather and Cuthbert Bainbridge. But Bainbridge and Pennefather soon passed away, and so their sponsors were gone, and Moody and Sankey arrived without endorsement. Moody and Sankey went ahead and preached anyway, ministering in York, Sunderland, and Jarrow to minimal crowds. And in Newcastle, their evangelical efforts started to little bit by little bit take hold, and soon, throughout the British Isles, for 2 years, he ministered the gospel. And at one meeting, it was said, a gentleman came in afterwards and said, "Well, where's Moody?" "Well, he's not here, but you can tell he's been here." Why? Because of the souls that had been saved and the power of God that was in demonstration. Moody said later on in his life, "I know perfectly well that wherever I go and preach, there are many better preachers than I. But I always allow the Lord to use me." I want you to know that that fervency, that desire can seize you like it did Moody and the power of the Holy Spirit in such a way that you too can be a Moody, ministering in the power and the love of God, a pioneer of faith and a champion for others. And minister right where you are today, if you'll give God the opportunity. This man only had a fifth grade education, but he had a great heart and desire for God. Yes, he had some wits about him, but he also became so much more of a preacher after the Holy Spirit began to fill him afresh after New York, after whatever transpired there, where God touched him intimately. Today I want you to know that the power of the Holy Ghost can help you and anoint you to be an evangelist for him. Thank you for joining with us today. I pray that something that was mentioned today about the life of Moody has touched your life and will help you in your walk of faith. You can be anything that God has for you to be, if you'll give him a chance. God bless you today, in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with us here at CGMF. And if you need us, contact the ministry. We appreciate you so much for being with us and listening in to CGMF Radio.